Welcome to In Your Corner, a program designed with you in mind. The Christian life is a fight, and we want you to know that we're in your corner. God the Father loved you so much that He gave His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for you, and has given His Holy Spirit to guide you and keep you, and has given you people like myself in the body of Christ to help shepherd you along. Yes, we're in your corner. And the Bible says, if God be for us, then who then can be against us? We're here to help you get your day started with song, scripture, and prayer. Because if we're going to beat the devil, we got to get filled with the Spirit of God. Then we got to get dressed up with the Word of God. Then we got to get prayed up with all prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving to Almighty God. Yes, we're in your corner. So go wake up your sister. Go wake up your brother. Go wake up your niece. Go wake up your nephew. Go wake up your son. Go wake up your daughter. Go wake up your mama. Go wake up your daddy. Wake them all up this morning. Let them know that In Your Corner is on the air. Yes, we're on the air. Beaming the love of God from the Dallas-Fort Worth area throughout the known world, wherever they got internet radio. Now go wake them up now. Go wake them up. Go wake them up. Well, I know what to do. I know what I'm going to have to go do. I'm going to have to just go out here to the chicken yard and get my roosters. I'm going to have to go to the chicken yard. Y'all making me go to the chicken yard. All right, come on, rooster. Come on, roosters. I got three roosters. I got Benny, Red, and Crow. Benny, Red, and Crow. Come on. Come on, Benny, Red, and Crow, and wake these folks up. Wake them up. Get them out the bed, sleepy head. Get out the bed. It's time to get up, y'all. Time to get up. All right. Thank y'all, roosters. Thank y'all, roosters. Y'all do a good job on Monday morning. Thank y'all. So kind. I appreciate that. Let me go get this old song here. This is a song by the Angelic Gospel Singers saying, I'm bound for the Mount Zion.
I'm bound for my Zion, beyond on the hill. I'm bound for my Zion, beyond on the hill. You know I'm bound for my Zion, beyond on the hill. And if anybody can show you my will, I said I'm bound for my Zion, beyond on the hill. I know I'm bound.
right, that's the Angelic Gospel Singers saying, if anybody make it, surely I will. All right, that's your song for the day. That's your song for the day. Boy, them ladies, they almost couldn't stop singing. They got so happy there. Oh, that's because, listen. I tell my people at my church, listen, we're not just having church. We're going somewhere. We are going somewhere. Guess where we're going? We are going to Mount Zion. All right. That's your song for the day. It's time to read the Bible. Go get your Bible. We'll be reading this morning out of the book of Luke. Luke chapter 10 and Luke chapter 11. Reading along this morning with the Bible Experience.
After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them,
"The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Go! I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Do not take a purse or bag or sandals, and do not greet anyone on the road. When you enter a house, first say, 'Peace to this house.' If the head of the house loves peace, your peace will rest on that house. If not, it will return to you. Stay there, eating and drinking whatever they give you, for workers deserve their wages. Do not move around from house to house. When you enter a town and are welcomed, eat what is set before you. Heal the sick who are there, and tell them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But when you enter a town and are not welcomed, go into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town we wipe from our feet as a warning to you.' Yet be sure of this: the kingdom of God has come near. I tell you, it will be more bearable on that day for Sodom than for that town. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more bearable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be lifted up to the skies? Or no, you will go down to the depths. Whoever listens to you, listens to me. Whoever rejects you, rejects me. But whoever rejects me, rejects him who sent me."
The 72 returned with joy and said,
"Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name."
He replied,
"I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven."
At that time, Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit, said,
"I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and no one knows who the Father is except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him."
Then he turned to his disciples and said privately,
"Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings wanted to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it."
On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus.
"Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?"
"What is written in the law? How do you read it?"
"Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself."
"You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live."
But he wanted to justify himself. So he asked Jesus,
"And who is my neighbor?"
In reply, Jesus said,
"A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho. When he fell into the hands of robbers, they stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper.
"Look after him,"
he said,
"and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have."
Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?
The expert in the law replied,
"The one who had mercy on him."
Jesus told him,
"Go and do likewise."
As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked,
"Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me."
"Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed. Or, indeed, only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her."
One day, Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him,
"Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples."
He said to them,
"When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation.'"
Then Jesus said to them,
"Suppose you have a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say,
'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him.'
And suppose the one inside answers,
'Don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children and I are in bed. I can't get up to give you anything.'
I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of friendship, yet because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. Those who seek, find. And to those who knock, the door will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?"
Jesus was driving out a demon that was mute. When the demon left, the man who had been mute spoke, and the crowd was amazed. But some of them said,
"By Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he is driving out demons."
Others tested him by asking for a sign from heaven. Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them,
"Any kingdom divided against itself will be ruined, and a house divided against itself will fall. If Satan is divided against himself, how can his kingdom stand? I say this because you claim that I drive out demons by Beelzebul. Now, if I drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your followers drive them out? So then, they will be your judges. But if I drive out demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own house, his possessions are safe. But when someone stronger attacks and overpowers him, he takes away the armor in which the man trusted and divides up his plunder. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. When an evil spirit comes out of anyone, it goes through arid places seeking rest and does not find it. Then it says, 'I will return to the house I left.' When it arrives, It finds the house swept clean and put in order. Then it goes and takes seven other spirits more wicked than itself, and they go in and live there. And the final condition of that person is worse than the first.
As Jesus was saying these things, a woman in the crowd called out,
"Blessed is the mother who gave you birth and nursed you."
He replied,
"Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it."
As the crowds increased, Jesus said,
"This is a wicked generation. It asks for a sign, but none will be given it except the sign of Jonah. For as Jonah was a sign to the Ninevites, so also will the Son of Man be to this generation. The Queen of the South will rise at the judgment with the people of this generation and condemn them, for she came from the ends of the earth to listen to Solomon's wisdom, and now one greater than Solomon is here. The people of Nineveh will stand up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and now one greater than Jonah is here. None of you lights a lamp and puts it in a place where it will be hidden or under a bowl. Instead, you put it on its stand so that those who come in may see the light. Your eye is the lamp of your body. When your eyes are healthy, your whole body also is full of light. But when they are unhealthy, your body also is full of darkness. See to it then that the light within you is not darkness. Therefore, if your whole body is full of light and no part of it dark, it will be just as full of light as when a lamp shines its light on you."
When Jesus had finished speaking, a Pharisee invited him to eat with him. So he went in and reclined at the table. But the Pharisee was surprised when he noticed that Jesus did not first wash before the meal. Then the Lord said to him,
"Now then, you Pharisees clean the outside of the cup and dish, but inside you are full of greed and wickedness. You foolish people, did not the one who made the outside make the inside also? But now, as for what is inside you, be generous to the poor, and everything will be clean for you. Woe to you, Pharisees, because you give God a tenth of your mint, rue, and all other kinds of garden herbs, but you neglect justice and the love of God. You should have practiced the latter without leaving the former undone. Woe to you, Pharisees, because you love the most important seats in the synagogues and respectful greetings in the marketplaces. Woe to you, because you are like unmarked graves which people walk over without knowing it."
One of the experts in the law answered him,
"Teacher, when you say these things, you insult us also."
Jesus replied,
"And you experts in the law, woe to you, because you load people down with burdens they can hardly carry, and you yourselves will not lift one finger to help them. Woe to you, because you build tombs for the prophets, and it was your ancestors who killed them. So you testify that you approve of what your ancestors did. They killed the prophets, and you build their tombs. Because of this, God in his wisdom said, 'I will send them prophets and apostles, some of whom they will kill, and others they will persecute.' Therefore, this generation will be held responsible for the blood of all the prophets that has been shed since the beginning of the world, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who was killed between the altar and the sanctuary. Yes, I tell you, this generation will be held responsible for it all. Woe to you experts in the law, because you have taken away the key to knowledge. You yourselves have not entered, and you have hindered those who were entering."
When Jesus went outside, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law began to oppose him fiercely and to besiege him with questions, waiting to catch him in something he might say.
All right, that was our scripture reading for the day. We read out of the Book of St. Luke, Luke chapter 10 and 11. May God bless those who have read and who heard his holy word. All right, y'all, it's prayer time now. It's prayer time. Come on, y'all, let's circle up. Let's make our prayer circle. Come on, mama. sister, brother, niece, nephew, whoever's in the house. Come on, grandbaby, granddaughter. Come on, y'all. Let's pray. We're going to go to the Lord and pray. I don't care how bad it is. We can pray. It ain't so bad that prayer can't handle it. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you for giving us another wonderful day, a day we did not earn, a day we did not merit, but it was by your amazing grace that you have given us another day. We thank you, dear God, for what our eyes seen and our ears heard on yesterday, giving us a great day there at the church, dear God, and churches all across our lands, dear God. Thank you, dear God, for how you blessed us in Sunday school with so many, dear God, and so many people were studying the word together and they was praying together. Then, Lord, we thank you for all of those that you brought to Sunday worship. Lord, we just thank you for that prodigal son and that prodigal daughter that was that came on back to church, dear God. Lord, we just thank you for those that kept their promises. They said they was going to come to church on Sunday, and they did show up for church, and we thank you for that. Then, Lord, we just thank you, dear God, for those that got saved on yesterday throughout our land. Those that came to Jesus for the first time, we thank you for that. Those backsliders that came back to you on yesterday, we thank you for that. Lord, those that joined church, dear God, we thank you for that. Lord, we just thank you for all of what you done on yesterday. And then all of those powerful messages, dear God, that powerful preaching that went on across our land, Lord, we pray that those messages will not go in vain, dear God. We pray, dear God, that those messages will still be working on us, even this week, dear God. Those messages that we heard on love, help us to love, dear God. Those messages that we heard about holiness, Lord, help us to be holy. Those messages that we heard about righteousness, help us to be righteous. Those messages that we heard about treating our fellow man right, help us, dear God, to just do what the preacher said on yesterday. So now, Lord, we just thank you. We praise you. Now go before us, go with us, and go behind us on this day. Protect us from any hurt, harm, or danger. And we'll be careful to praise you for it. For it's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. All right, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. We done sung our song, we done prayed our prayer, and we done read our scriptures. And now the clock on the wall, let's stand. That's all for this portion of In Your Corner. Thank you so kindly for joining us and waking up early this morning. Let me encourage you now to stay with us the rest of the day. Remember our format here, KLIT Bids, at the top of the hour, we minister in the word. And at the bottom of the hour, we minister in the mix. That's music and a whole lot more. And I'm getting ready now to get that early morning sermon on for you. So stay tuned for the early morning sermon. And then at 7 o'clock, I'll be back with Ghostbusters, because we got some strange things happening in the neighborhood and somebody needs to say something about it. Then at 8 o'clock, I'll be back again in the Situation Room, where I give you a Christian response to the issues of our day. Then at 9 o'clock, we'll take a look in the book. Let you listen to a portion of a sermon that I preach right here at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. Then at 10 o'clock, that's time for a program called Unshackled. It's a radio drama. It'll make you face yourself and think. Then at 11 o'clock, we'll take a deeper look in the book. Let you listen to a portion of our Wednesday night Bible study. Then at 12 o'clock, if you missed any of these programs, guess what? We begin to rebroadcast them. In Your Corner, we'll be rebroadcast at 12 and 6. Ghostbusters will be rebroadcast at 1 and 7. The Situation Room will be rebroadcast at 2 and 8. A Look in the Book will be rebroadcast at 3 and 9. Unshackled will be rebroadcast at 4 and 10, and A Deeper Look in the Book will be rebroadcast at 5 and 11. So listen to us all day long. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a co-worker about us, because we are in your corner.